So joining us now from Warwickshire in the UK, Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I can call you quite literally Mr. Brilliant, right?
You can.
Todd Brilliant is an American from, where are you from?
I'm from Healdsburg, California, which is an hour north of San Francisco.
But might as well be on the planet Mars for where you are now. You're stuck in the UK because of the volcano, correct?
I am stranded, yes. Stuck would be a bit pejorative, I guess. It's a beautiful place I'm in. I feel I could be in worse shape.
All right, we've been talking about risk and how human beings deal with, when the planet sort of lays down reality. You've got a number of levels of risk and reality that you're dealing with. First of all, you're stuck on a different continent, right, Todd Brilliant?
Yes.
And you've got a bit of a clock ticking in terms of when and how you get home, right?
I do. I have a very definite clock, one of the oldest clocks. My wife is 32 weeks pregnant, meaning that we need to get out of here.
All right, but there's also a risk of someone that pregnant flying in an airplane, right?
There is. The airline, typically, the cutoff is either 36 or 34 weeks, as long as you don't have a complicated birth or twins. So, you know, we're okay right now, but we're just a volcano burst away from being in tough shape.
Oh, man. So what are you doing with your time? And our love goes out to your wife, of course, who has to
Thank
sit
you.
There with you in those airline chairs or wherever the heck you are.
Right. In our meantime, we are, you know, I'm trying to catch up on work. I work for, coincidentally enough, I work for a think tank that deals with these sort of issues of societal resilience in crisis. And Andy, my wife, is just sort of, trying to get some exercise, walk around the town, and be hopeful.
Well, good for her. We spoke with philosopher Alain de Botton about what humans do in these situations when the planet kind of lays down the law and says Earth rules. Listen.
Our initial impact on being delayed a few hours is to imagine the world is collapsing. We go through that pain, and then we come out the other end, and we realize, hey, you know, I could be missing for a long while. I could be wandering across the earth, and maybe that's okay. And so, as I say, a little bit of resilience enters our spirit.
Tell us about your journey from collapsing world to a sense of resilience.
I think that Alain is spot on, especially by employing the word resilience, which shows that he's on the right edge with this stuff. We, at this point, part of it is obviously, you know, a frame of mind. I think it's different from resignation. You know, there's a big difference between resignation and resilience, the latter being that we are have a level of flexibility and a willingness to accept that, to not take things for granted, like air travel.
So
the world can be different.
So resignation is you go to the bar and drink. Resilience is starting a Facebook group when volcanoes erupt, a survival guide for stranded travelers. That's what you did, right?
I did. I started a Facebook group. I was surprised that one hadn't existed by Friday morning, so I went ahead and did that to just sort of be part of the networking so that people could find rides and find lodging. And so far,
how many members do you have?
We have about 1,500. There's another wonderful one for anyone looking for rides that's stuck out there called Carpool Europe.
All right. Well, 1,500 little resilient, stranded folks. Todd Brilliant, good luck getting home.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the work that you're doing, helping people connect just by getting the word out there through the media.
Sure. Todd Brilliant, an American stuck in the UK with his 8-month pregnant wife. Good luck from Warwickshire.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.